From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders divided over the migration crisis. Europe's migrant crisis Tuesday focused on Hungary's capital Budapest, where authorities shut down the main train station. Hundreds of migrants, mostly from the Middle East, were left stranded outside as they saw passage to Austria and Germany. Hungary's foreign minister, Péter Szijjártó, took aim at the policy of mandatory quotas of migrants for each European Union member state. He says it has failed because it encourages both human traffickers and immigrants. He says those who take steps to stop the influx are smeared with false allegations. The International Organization for Migration said Tuesday more than 350,000 migrants made the perilous journey so far this year across the Mediterranean. The 28-member EU plans to hold emergency talks on the matter September 14th in Brussels. South African President Jacob Zuma survived an impeachment bid over his government's refusal to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who is under indictments by the International Criminal Court on allegations of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide in Darfur. Musi Mamani is leader of the South African Opposition Democratic Alliance.
This government has officially abandoned Nelson Mandela's commitment to a human rights-based foreign policy on the 15th of June. That was the day Omar al-Bashir was smuggled away from South African soil in defiance of an order of the North Gauteng High Court. It was an escape aided and abetted by President Jacob Zuma himself.
A local court sought to detain the Sudanese leader attending an African Union meeting in June. The government insisted Mr. Bashir had immunity while attending that event. This is VOA News. Asian markets continue the global market slide today over concerns about the weakening Chinese economy, the possible future hike of a near-zero U.S. interest rate. The Shanghai Composite fell more than 4% at the opening today, but recovered some lost ground. Tuesday, in London and New York, shares lost 3%. Oil prices plunged. Sam Stovall is a U.S. equity strategist with Standard & Poor Capital IQ.
The S&P is in correction mode, meaning that it recently broke below the 10% decline threshold. We actually fell as far as 12.4%. So right now, I think the jury is out, but it looks as if we are retesting those prior lows. I think the real problem is that now investors in the U.S. are worrying that the U.S. itself is headed toward recession, possibly dragged bound by China or of its own accord.
China's official manufacturing index for August fell to its lowest level in 3 years. U.S. and European stock futures today, however, are in positive territory. Supporters of the international nuclear agreement with Iran moved to within a vote Tuesday of mustering enough support to protect the deal in the U.S. Congress. Two more Senate Democrats said they'll support the pact. The Senate returns to formally debate a Republican resolution disapproving the accord later this month. The added support was welcomed Tuesday by U.S. spokesman Mark Toner.
We're very pleased with the support that we've seen thus far. Those senators who've come out and members of Congress who've come out publicly in support of the deal, we're going to continue to work that and try to increase those numbers.
Their support means 33 members of the Senate, 31 Democrats, 2 independents, will vote on the deal and support it. The UN agency UNESCO Tuesday confirmed the destruction of the ancient Temple of Bel by militants of the Islamic State in the Roman-era city of Palmyra in Syria. UNESCO's Giovanni Boccardi, after 2,000 years, said the temple remains a focus of local religious life.
When this is over, the Syrian people, like the Iraqi people, will find a way of rebuilding their society and their cultural identity, if necessary, on those ruins.
UNESCO has called the destruction a war crime. Al-Shabaab militants assaulted an African Union base in southern Somalia Tuesday, killing at least 19 soldiers, reportedly taking others captive. The death toll provided by a high-ranking Somali official who told VOA a similar number of AU troops were abducted by Al-Shabaab. The United States has warned both sides in the Sudanese conflict to end the fighting or face sanctions. Fresh fighting has been reported in Jonglei and Upper Nile states days after a ceasefire was to have gone into effect as part of a peace agreement. At least 2 Malian soldiers were killed in pre-dawn attack against an army checkpoint outside Timbuktu in northern Mali Tuesday. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Jihadist groups linked to al-Qaeda seized control of Mali's vast area north in 2012 until a French intervention earlier the next year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.